Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. Our listener support and appreciation campaign continues. You can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month, and you'll get to vote on our summer series for The Amazing World of Radio, as well as receive a newsletter from me. You can sign up at patreon.greatdetectives.net, and I want to thank our two latest Patreon supporters. Thank you to Greg and Todd, each supporting the podcast at the Seamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. In addition, whether you're able to support the show financially or not, if you're in the United States or Canada, I do want to encourage you to fill out our advertising survey at adsurvey.greatdetectives.net. It's a really short survey, but it can help us find the right sponsor for the podcast. Just fill that out at adsurvey.greatdetectives.net. Now it is time for the continuation of this week's Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar serial. As I mentioned on Tuesday, this is not the end of the serial. So if you by habit are checking in on Friday, you want to listen to the entire serial together, you'll want to wait till next Friday. But now, from October 17th, 18th, and 19th of 1956, here is The Phantom Chase Matter, Episodes 3, 4, and 5.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Brady Quintana, Dollar.
Where you been, Quintana? You were supposed to contact me again later last night.
Yeah. This is a complicated deal. It takes time.
What's complicated about it? I'm looking for a guy named Tom Chase. You claim he's here in New Orleans under the name Tom James. For $500, you'll tell me where he's hiding.
Sure, but the problem is he is hiding too good right now.
I think you're stalling.
You saw that letter his last night, didn't you?
Yeah, it's Chase's handwriting, all right.
I'll find him again by tonight. You know that bar we met in?
Ace's Castle.
Be there at 10 o'clock tonight with the dough.
Okay. But you'd better produce, Quintana. I don't have much time.
If Chase finds out I'm trying to put the finger on him, neither will I.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office, Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase Matter. Expense account continued. Item 8, 425, long distance call to Pat McCracken at Universal Adjustment Bureau in Hartford. Pat agreed that $500 was a small price to pay if it got us a man who'd embezzled $120,000 from a New York investment outfit. Item 9, 370, phone call to George Everson, senior partner of the investment outfit in New York. It was Everson who'd spotted a newspaper picture of a New Orleans bar with a man in the background who looked to him like Chase. Everson had been afraid he was sending me on a wild goose chase, and he was happy to hear his wild goose had just laid a golden egg. Item 10, $2, assorted newspapers and magazines to kill time. Yeah, there was nothing I could do until I met Freddie Quintana at Ace's Castle at 10 p.m. Pops Harker, the trumpet player at Ace's Castle, had told me Freddie was a bad one. But right now, he was my only lead. The day dragged on. Finally, it got dark, and I was just starting to think about dinner.
Hello, Johnny.
Lola Chase.
May I come in?
Well, yeah, sure. Come on in. Well, what are you doing here, Lola? I thought you were in New York.
George Everson told me about your phone call to him this morning, that you think Tom is here in New Orleans.
Well, yeah. Everson said he hadn't told you about the newspaper picture before because he didn't want to get your hopes up.
I know. He explained. I got a plane down here right away.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that was a good idea, Lola. I doubt very much if there's anything you can do.
I thought if you do find Tom, if I could just talk to him, maybe I could get him to see that the only thing for him to do is give himself up and return the money.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that.
Johnny, I had to come. He's still my husband.
Yeah.
George Everson didn't go into details about the newspaper picture.
Oh, there was an article on New Orleans Jazz in one of the New York papers a few days back. It showed a bar scene, a place called Ace's Castle. And in the background, sitting at the bar with his face turned away, was a man George thought might be your husband. So I came down here.
Now you have proof he's here?
I think so.
What kind of proof? Johnny, please tell me.
Okay. But I'm not sure you want to see it, Lola.
Go ahead.
Well, last night in Ace's Castle, a character named Freddie Quintana contacted me. Told me he thought he had Tom pegged, that he was going under the name of Tom James.
James? That's his middle name.
Yeah. The kind of alias a lot of people use.
But that's not proof of anything.
Oh, I know. Then Quintana showed me a letter he'd stolen from Tom's room. An unfinished letter. I checked it against the sample of Tom's writing I'd brought with me. It looks pretty genuine.
What kind of letter?
To you, Lola.
Oh. Please, may I see it?
Here you are.
Lola, when you get this, I'll be far away. Don't try to find me. It's better that way. Don't know how to explain, but...
I'm sorry.
That's Tom's writing, Johnny.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Oh, I'm supposed to meet Freddie Quintana at Ace's Castle down on the quarter at 10 o'clock tonight.
I want to come with
you.
Oh, Lola. Please, Johnny.
Expense account item 11, 820, dinner for Lola and me. She didn't say much during the meal. I guess there wasn't much for her to say. Afterward, we started walking through the quarter toward Ace's Castle.
It's interesting around here, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. The quarter hasn't changed much.
You've been here before?
A couple of years ago.
Funny.
What is?
You, in a job like this.
Why?
You. Well, I don't know. You just don't look like a person who spends most of his time looking for fugitives and criminals. Seems like such a strange job for you.
It's a job.
Do you like it?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I like it a lot. Sometimes I don't like it at all.
Like now?
Like now.
Thanks, Johnny.
For what?
For feeling that way.
Well, I guess it's my turn to say funny.
What about?
You're asking about... Well, Pops Harker seemed to think I was in the wrong job, too.
Who?
Pops Harker. An old fellow who plays trumpet at Ace's Castle. You'll hear him. He's blind.
Oh.
Yeah, that horn of his has to make up for a lot.
But why did he think you're in the wrong job?
Mostly because of the company I sometimes have to keep, like Freddie Quintana.
Oh. I hate to see things work out like this.
What's that mean?
I mean, finding Tom this way through a cheap information peddler like this Quintana. Oh, if he'd only turn himself in.
I'm afraid that's a pretty remote possibility.
I know. He seems to have forgotten what sort of a person he was. After his arrest, he wouldn't even talk to me about it. I guess he's forgotten a lot of other things, too.
All right, come on, Lola. That's Ace's Castle right ahead.
Do you think Tom will be there?
I doubt it. Probably just Quintana. But he's supposed to tell me where your husband is hiding. Here we are.
That must be Pops Harker over there in the band with the dark glasses.
Yeah, that's him. Come on, that corner table.
This is the place in the newspaper picture?
Yeah.
Yes. I can believe Tom's been here. He loved this kind of music. Thank you.
Real nice, Pops.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Johnny, I thought you said he was...
Yes, he recognized my voice.
You still messing around with that mean one, Daddy?
Freddie Quintana? Afraid I have to, Pops. I'm not enjoying it particularly.
Well, you stick to the good ones, Daddy. Don't mess with the bad ones.
Gossiping about me, Pops?
Oh, Quintana.
Oh, why don't you keep your face in that horn and out of other people's business?
Take it easy, Quintana.
That's all right, Mr. Dollar. I'll still be blowing away this here horn long after some folks quit breathing.
Yeah, sure. Who's the dame, Dollar?
Don't worry about it, Freddie. Let's just say she's with me.
Okay. Don't be so touchy. Okay to talk?
Go ahead.
It's all set.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. I got this chase on ice for you. He thinks I'm arranging passage for him on a boat out of here with no questions asked.
That's cruel.
Easy, Lola.
Business is business.
Where is he now?
Now, let's not get noses, sweetie.
Cut the smart talk, Freddie.
My, you are in a pretty nasty mood tonight, Dollar.
Yeah, so just stick to business, huh?
Okay. Here. Now, this here's the address of my rooming house. Chase gonna meet me in my room at midnight. You be there in a few minutes before. And Dollar, be sure you bring a dough.
You be sure you bring Chase.
He's in the bag. See you at midnight.
Oh, what a horrible person.
Yeah, he's sure not the best.
Johnny, let me go with you at midnight.
I don't think that'd be a very good idea, Lola.
Please.
Why?
Just say I'm pretty foolish, I guess. I just want to see him once more.
Look, why don't you...
I know it won't do any good, but after you take him, I probably won't see him again. He wouldn't see me before. He probably won't afterwards, but just to see him once more.
Lola, I don't know what good
I'd like to go back to my hotel and rest now, but please pick me up before you go to Quintana's room. Johnny?
Okay, Lola. 11:45. This is the address, Lola. Quintana's rooming house.
It's an awfully shabby place.
The perfect spot for Quintana. What time is it?
12:05.
All right, let's go in. Number 8. Let's see.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Okay, we won't knock.
There's nobody here, Johnny.
Well, we're a little early. Okay, we'll wait. So we waited. 15 minutes went by. Half an hour.
Do you think he was just playing some sort of fiendish joke on us, Johnny?
I've been stood up on deals like this before. But Lola wasn't used to it. Pretty soon the strain got a little too much for her.
Please, Johnny, I can't stand this anymore. Take me back to my hotel.
So I did. Now I was right back where I started from, with no leads. I decided to go back to Ace's Castle. That's where the trail had started. I sat there for a few minutes, nursing a drink. Then somebody slid into the chair across from me.
You Johnny Dollar?
Yeah, that's right. Who are you?
Lieutenant LaFaire, New Orleans Police.
Ah. Well, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
How long you been here, sir?
A few minutes.
Oh? Weren't you in here early?
Yeah.
What time you leave?
A little after 10. Why?
Where'd you go?
To see somebody who didn't show up. Look, Lieutenant, what's this all about?
You don't mind, just answer the questions, huh? Who was this somebody you went to see?
A character named Quintana. I was supposed to meet him in his room.
Well, you won't see him back.
Well, that's a sort of a long story. Look, here's my card, Lieutenant.
Jones investigator, huh? You mind come with me, Mr. Dollar?
Where to?
Out back. Was a woman with you earlier, huh?
Yes, Mrs. Lola Chase. I took her back to a hotel before I came back here again.
I see. End of the alley here.
What's this all about, Lieutenant?
Go ahead, Dollar. Take a look.
There were two policemen and a photographer in the alley, over near a doorway. I moved in close. A man was sprawled there, face up. Freddie Quintana. And he didn't look mean and nasty anymore. Just real tired. Real dead.
Hello?
Johnny Dollar.
This is Lieutenant Lefebvre, New Orleans Police.
Good morning, Lieutenant. Anything new on the Freddy Quintana murder?
Yes.
Oh?
You.
What?
You said you were with Quintana last night.
On business, Lieutenant.
What kind of business, Dollar?
Well, it's a long story.
I'm sure. And I think you better tell it to me.
Okay, I'll be right over. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office, Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase matter. Expense account continued. Item 12, $1.20, cab fare from my hotel to police headquarters, where Detective Lieutenant Lefebvre was waiting for me.
All right, Dollar, now what's it all about?
Lieutenant, it's mainly about Tom Chase, alias Tom James.
Chase? James? Who's he?
Former junior partner in the investment firm of Everson & Chase in New York City. Chase embezzled $120,000 from the firm.
It's not very easy to do.
I know, but he was real smart about it. George Everson, the senior partner, explained how Chase had done it. You see, he specialized in long-term investments.
Oh, people that buy and hold on, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Chase juggled the accounts, and over what must have been a period of many months, he siphoned off a total of $120,000.
Mm-hmm. How'd Everson find out about it?
Oh, one of their clients suddenly decided to sell out.
His count wasn't as fat as it should have been, huh?
That's right. Everson immediately ordered an audit. The total shortage was discovered, and the DA's office moved in.
Did Chase make any kind of statement?
No, none at all. He just clammed up. Everson tried to get him to explain, and so did Chase's wife, Lola. But he wouldn't say anything. Everson raised bail for him, and Chase promptly jumped bail and disappeared.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard stories like this before, Doc.
Yeah, sure. Open and shut embezzlement.
Anybody find a motive?
Well, we're just guessing at that. Could be any one of the standard ones, I guess.
Gambling debts, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. As far as we can determine, Chase didn't do any gambling. Of course, you never really know.
What about a woman?
Well, now that's probably closer to it. Although I'm like George Everson. If it was a woman, I don't get it.
Why not?
You should see Chase's wife, Lola.
Oh, like that, eh?
Like that.
Still, the woods are full of men who've run out on good wives.
Oh, yeah. There is something wrong in the happy home, all right, but I guess it was all on Chase's part.
Was he?
Lola told me he'd been moody and tense for some time before the embezzlement became known. He was away from home a lot at night. Told her he'd been working late.
Mm-hmm. That, too, sounds familiar.
She asked George Everson about it, and George told her it wasn't so. Then there was the matter of the vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah, at the last moment, Tom Chase told Lola he couldn't get away, but insisted she go anyway. So she went to Martha's Vineyard alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly has all the earmarks of another woman.
I know. I asked George Everson if he knew of any other woman. He said no. I haven't had the heart to ask Lola Chase that yet. But I got a hunch that's what she's afraid of this, too.
Well, it's all very interesting, Dollar, but what's it got to do with Freddy Quintana's murder here in New Orleans?
Yeah. Here's a New York newspaper last week. Take a look at it.
Article on New Orleans jazz.
Yeah. That's a picture of Asa's Castle down on the quarter. George Everson spotted this picture. The fellow in the background, sitting at the bar, looked to him like Tom Chase. And Chase was crazy about jazz.
And that's why you come down here to New Orleans?
Yep. Freddie Quintana contacted me night before last and told me Tom Chase was in New Orleans under the name of Tom James.
Did he have any proof to show you?
A letter Chase had started to Lola, then threw away. Quintana stole it from Chase's room.
The handwriting genuine?
Mm-hmm. I checked it against a sample of Chase's writing that I'd brought with me. Yeah, it's his, all right.
Go on.
Well, Quintana told me to meet him in his room at midnight. He'd have Chase there. Apparently, he was pretending to negotiate with Chase for passage out of the country.
Oh?
So Lola and I went to Quintana's room at midnight, but he didn't show. And I took her back to her hotel. Then I met you, and you showed me Freddy Quintana's body in the alley. It sure looks like Tom Chase didn't want to get found.
Mm-hmm. So now if we get Tom Chase, we got Freddy Quintana's killer.
That's about the size of it, Lieutenant.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Dollar, Quarter's been my beat for a long time now.
So?
So Freddy Quintana was a real bad boy.
That's what I've been told.
When a bad boy gets himself killed, it isn't always easy to tag the man who did it.
Meaning there are a lot of them who'd like to have done it, huh?
In Freddy's case, a long line of them.
I don't doubt it.
Well, we give it a whirl. Tom Chase, alias Tom James. I get out bulletin on him. He's the one, though. He probably skipped time by now.
Could be.
What's your next move, Jenny?
One that I don't look forward to, believe me.
Oh?
Breaking the news to Lola Chase.
I just won't believe it, Johnny.
I know.
It was hard enough to think that Tom was an embezzler, but he isn't a killer, Johnny. He couldn't be.
A nice guy can get twisted up. Then, when he's on the run, he sometimes acts like an animal. He'll destroy anything or anyone who's between him and his freedom.
But what kind of freedom can a man have who's... I guess you were right, Johnny.
Yeah, what about?
You said I shouldn't have come down here from New York. That there was nothing I could do except get hurt more.
Oh, I can understand your feeling. You had to come, but, well...
Johnny, I wish you were working for me right now. This investigation, I mean. I'd just call it off.
Afraid it isn't that simple. Your husband's still a fugitive. He's got to be found. That $120,000, or what's left of it, has to be recovered. And if he is responsible for Quintana's murder...
I know. It was just a wish. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, just a moment. It's for you, Johnny.
Oh, thanks. Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Lefebvre. Thought I might find you there.
Anything new, Lieutenant?
Yes. That Tom James alias you gave us for Tom Chase paid off.
Oh?
We just located his room.
Where?
In a room and house in the quarter, a couple of doors from where Freddy Quintana lived.
I'll meet you there in 10 minutes. Expense account item 13, $3. Cab fare from Lola's hotel to the rooming house in the quarter. $2 for the fare, $1 extra for speed. The driver earned it. 8 minutes later, I met Lieutenant Lefebvre at the rooming house, a dilapidated two-story building. He took me to a room at the end of the hall on the first floor.
There's it, Johnny.
No sign of Chase, huh?
No. I'm keeping a stakeout on the room just in case, but I doubt if he'd be back. His clothes are gone.
Looks like he left in a hurry, Lefebvre.
Yeah. Take a look over here.
Well, some charred pieces of paper.
We fish them out of the wastebasket. That's a mistake amateurs usually make, burning stuff in a wastebasket.
No draft.
That's right. Some of it's not completely burned. See if any of it makes sense to you.
Well, this one looks like part of a letter. This one... Yeah. Yeah, this one pegs Chase all right.
Looks like a little piece of an envelope.
Mm-hmm. Could be he'd brought part of the money down here in it. You see, you can still read part of the letterhead in the upper corner.
Everson and...
The full name is Everson and Chase. That's the name of the firm. Chase was the junior partner.
Yeah. Well, that makes it pretty clear that Tom James and Tom Chase are one the same.
Did he rent the room under the name of Tom James?
That's right. Haven't got any of the details yet. There's no manager here. Vacancies are handled by a rental agent down the street.
I see.
Here's another charred fragment I can't figure out. Here, take a look. It's writing here.
And there's some numbers. Looks like a 12 and a 23.
Mm-hmm. Mean anything to you?
12, 23. Mm. An address, maybe?
Possibly. But it's not much help. What address?
Oh, well, if I get any bright ideas, I'll call you. I'm going to pay a visit to that rental agent.
Can I do for you?
Are you the agent for that rooming house down the street?
That's right, sir. Collis is the name. Roger Collis. You'd like a room, maybe?
No, thanks. I want some information.
What about?
Well, you rented a room some time ago to a man named Tom James, I believe.
Well, let me see. I'll have to look it up. You keep all the rentals in this here book, and it ought to... Yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? Was there something special about that rental?
Oh, indeed there was, my friend. A little over a week ago it was.
Yeah, that would figure.
And the month's rent was paid in advance.
Is that what was so special about it?
Oh, no, no, that's happened before. It was who rented it was so special.
Well, I thought Tom James...
It was rented for Mr. James. by a friend of his.
Oh?
I sure wish I had a friend like that. Oh, man, what a woman.
The motive for Tom Chase's embezzlement. It was a woman, after all. He probably stayed undercover while she rented the room for him. I thought of his wife, Lola. I didn't want to see her get hurt anymore. Expense account item 14, cab fare to Lola's hotel.
Is there something new, Johnny? You left in such a hurry.
Lola, do yourself and me a favor.
What is it?
Go back to New York now.
Why?
Well, I just think it'd be better all around, that's all.
Something's happened. You found out something. Johnny, please don't hold anything back from me.
Look, Lola,
whatever it is, I have a right to know.
Yeah, I guess you do. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it looks like Tom isn't traveling alone.
Oh. I guess I always knew that was it. It had to be.
I'm sorry.
You're right, Johnny. The only thing for me to do now is go back to New York and forget. Try to forget. Thanks for everything, Johnny.
Item 15, $3 even, drinks for me. But they didn't take the bad taste out of my mouth. Lola, heading back to New York alone, and Chase, heading who knew where with 120 grand and not alone. I thought of that scrap of charred paper with the numbers on it, the one we'd found in his room. 12, 23. They could mean anything or nothing. Finally, I gave up trying to make sense out of it and picked up the evening paper. News section, not much of interest. Sports, the comics, the weather, harbor news, Harbor news. Ship arrivals and departures. 12, 23. Could that be the time of departure of a ship and the pier number? From pier 23 at 12, maybe? Sure, it sounded like a long shot. But I had a strong hunch the trail might not be as cold as I'd thought. Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Lefebvre, New Orleans Police, Johnny. How's that when you call?
Lieutenant, I think I've got a new lead on the whereabouts of Tom Chase.
I could use a new lead. Let me have it.
That room he leased under the name of Tom James. Remember that charred paper we found in the wastebasket?
Sure. Stuff he tried to burn after he took off in a hurry the night of Freddie Quintana's murder.
We could make out two numbers written on one scrap of paper.
12 and 23. Haven't been able to figure out what they mean, though.
Neither had I, until I happened to look at the harbor news in the newspaper. Yeah. You think those numbers could refer to a ship sailing? Pier 23 at 12 o'clock, maybe?
Could be, Johnny. Sure could be. I go to work on it. Maybe I have something by the time you get here.
Lieutenant, I'll be there in 10 minutes. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase matter. Expense account continued. Item 16, $1.50, cab from my hotel to police headquarters in the office of Detective Lieutenant Lefebvre.
I got some of my boys working on ship sailings, Johnny. Trouble is, we're not sure what date we want and whether the 12 means noon or midnight. Pier 23 is a pretty busy place. There's been several departures in the last few days.
Freddie Quintana was killed 3 nights ago about 10:30 at night. Could be the departure time was midnight that same night.
Could be, and that's a line we're taking. But, of course, that's assuming that Tom Chase, alias Tom James, was the one who murdered Freddie Quintana.
Oh, everything points that way, Lieutenant. Look, Tom Chase was the junior partner in the New York investment firm of Everson & Chase. He embezzled $120,000, jumped his bail, and disappeared.
Embezzler isn't necessarily a killer, Johnny. Matter of fact, the two types are usually quite different.
True enough. But the big kicker in this deal is why Tom Chase went sour in the first place. A man who changed as completely as he did in one direction might go all the way.
Well, it's happened before, of course.
His wife Lola and his senior partner, George Everson, were pretty shocked at the thought Tom had embezzled the money. They couldn't understand why a man like he was would do what he did. Neither could I, until I found out it was a woman who rented a room for him here in New Orleans.
Mm. How did Miss Chase take that news?
Pretty hard.
She's still here in New Orleans?
No, I talked her into returning to New York. I just didn't want to see her get hurt anymore.
She probably shouldn't have come down here in the first place.
Well, that's what I told her. That there was nothing she could do here. But what it boiled down to was she just wanted one more look at her husband. You see, after he was arrested in New York, he refused to make a statement, wouldn't even talk to her about it. Refused to see her at all.
So she thought if she could see him again, he might have some kind of explanation.
Yeah, but as it turned out, she was just asking for another kick in the face. How can a man explain another woman?
That's a good question. Personally, I hope I never have to answer one like it.
Lefebvre, when I see what happens sometimes in the marriages I run up against, I'm glad I'm single.
The trouble is, you and I have tangled with the wrong kind of people most of the time.
You can say that again. Freddie Quintana sure fit into that category.
That name brings up problems, Johnny. We're basing our belief that Chase skipped town and that those numbers on the scrap of paper mean a ship sailing. We're basing all that on the assumption that Chase killed Quintana.
Right.
You must remember that Quintana was a bad boy. There are plenty of people who'd like nothing better than to knock him off.
But why at that particular moment? Oh, Lieutenant, the timing adds up to Chase. After I traced him here to New Orleans, Quintana contacted me, said he could deliver Chase for a price. He showed me a sample of Chase's handwriting he'd swiped from his room. It was genuine, all right. Then Quintana winds up dead in an alley before he can deliver Chase. How else can it add up?
Look, Johnny, I'm just mentioning possibilities. You're right. Chase is the probability. Yeah. Lefebvre. What? Let me get that down. All right, I have it. Thanks.
They locate the ship?
Yeah. Caribbean Star. Left at midnight the night of Quintana's murder.
From Pier 23?
Right. Destination Trinidad by way of Havana and Haiti. And there is a Tom James on that passenger list. Your hunch was a good one.
Let's see. If I could get a plane out of here this morning, I might be able to intercept the ship at Haiti. Hey, could you cable the authorities there and request them to hold Chase if I don't make it in time?
Sure, glad to. Lefebvre, just a minute. Johnny, you expecting a call from New York?
Oh, yeah, I put one in to George Everson, Chase's senior partner, a little while ago.
Right, here it is.
Good, thanks. Hello?
This is George Everson in New York. They told me at your hotel that you were at police headquarters.
You were wondering why Chase embezzled the money from your firm, Mr. Everson.
I still can't understand it. Mr. Dollar, it just...
Well, maybe this will help. We found out that his hideout here in New Orleans was arranged for him by a woman.
A woman? Oh, no.
And, according to the rental agent, quite a woman.
Oh, good Lord. To think, well, does Lola know of this?
Yes, I talked her into returning to New York.
Good. She should never have gone down there in the first place. Any leads on Chase's present whereabouts?
Yeah, just turned one up. It looks like he's traveling under the name of Tom James on a ship to Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Right. But if my luck holds, he won't get farther than Haiti. Expense account item 17, $134.40. Transportation from New Orleans to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The flight only took a few hours, but to me the plane seemed as slow as a truck. But then as we came in over the harbor at Port-au-Prince, I could see it was going to be a dead heat. The boat was just entering the harbor. By the time I got to the dock, they were just putting the gangway over. Nobody had come ashore yet. I had Chase's stateroom number from the passenger list. Okay. Empty. Real empty. Oh, well.
What's the trouble here? What's wrong?
Oh, purser.
Was that you just broke in the door?
Yeah, here's my card. But
insurance investigator. But really, Mr. Dollar, the door...
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Right now, I'm more interested in the man who used to be behind the door.
What?
He was going under the name of Tom James.
Oh, yes, Mr. James.
Well, where is he?
I'm afraid I wouldn't know, Mr.
Now, look,
Dollar.
This is no time for games, Percy.
But I don't know where he is.
I came aboard just as the gangway went down. Nobody could have come ashore.
Do you mean here at Port-au-Prince?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say he got off at some other port?
Our first stop.
Havana? That'd be 2 days ago.
That's right, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, well, that's just great. I bust my neck to meet the boat for nothing. Look, so he got off in Havana. You have any idea where he was heading?
None whatsoever.
Well, that just about does it.
He did ask me where the airlines office in Havana was.
Airlines office. Thanks. Expense account item 18, $8.40. Long distance call to the Havana Police Department. They put me through to a Lieutenant Escobar.
Si, Senor Dollar.
Hey, look, Lieutenant Escobar, I'm an insurance investigator from the United States.
The United States? But the operator said you are in Haiti.
Well, yeah, that's right. You see, well, let that go for a moment. I'm after a fugitive, an embezzler named Tom Chase, also known as Tom James.
Chase? James?
Yes, I wonder if you'd check the airlines at Havana and see where he bought a ticket to, then call me collect. I thought he was going to Trinidad, so I came as far as Haiti, where I found out here he got off in Havana.
Trinidad? Haiti, Havana? Senor, if you will permit me, you sound a little confused.
If I do, senor, it's because I am. There was nothing I could do after that except sit in Port-au-Prince and twiddle my thumbs. I wasn't at all sure I'd be hearing from Lieutenant Escobar again, or if I did, whether he'd have a lead for me. But 2 hours later, he called back, and he did.
About your friend, Senor James, or Senor Chase, I'm not sure which.
Let's not start that routine again, Lieutenant. James will do.
Si. 2 days ago, the Senor James bought a plane ticket here in Havana.
Where to?
Barbados.
Barbados?
Si, the British West Indies.
Yeah, I know where it is. Oh, brother, he really gets around.
Now, let me see if I have this thing straight, Senor. You thought he was going to Trinidad, so you went to Haiti.
Well...
But instead he came to Havana, so he went to Barbados.
Well, you see...
No, Senor, I am sorry, but it still does not make sense.
Don't worry about it, Lieutenant Escobar. It does to me. Just accept my thanks for the lead. Someday I'll sit down and write you a letter about it. Item 19, $143, transportation and incidentals from Haiti to Barbados. From the air, it looked like a beautiful spot. Pastel-colored houses with pink roofs, clean, sandy beaches, gentle waves. Yeah, I could see Chase's point in coming here. A good place to get away from it all, particularly with $120,000 to keep you company. And more particularly, when what you're trying to get away from is a couple of assorted charges, like embezzlement and murder. But if I thought that finding Tom Chase, alias Tom James, would be a cinch once I got to Barbados, I was sadly mistaken. It was a bigger island than I'd realized, about 170 square miles. And Bridgetown was quite a fair-sized city. I checked in at a hotel, then made the rounds of all the others, inquiring about Chase. But I got nowhere. Item 20, $1, two drinks, while I brooded in the hotel bar over the fact the trail had gotten cold again. But by the time I got that through my head, I saw the prettiest sight I'd encountered all day. A girl. And unless I was very much mistaken, she was heading for my table.
You're Johnny Dollar?
Sure am.
I'd like to talk to you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Cigarette?
Please. You're looking for somebody, aren't you, Mr. Dollar?
Am I? Anybody in particular?
Yes. Let's call him Tom James.
Oh? What about him?
I know where he is.
Who are you?
Connie.
Connie who?
Connie's enough.
So you're the one, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, I knew Chase wasn't traveling alone.
Yeah, I'm the one.
One thing I don't get.
What?
Why you're doing this? If you're Chase's girlfriend. You want out, maybe?
Yeah, I want out.
So you'll deliver Chase to me. What do you want for it?
Money enough to get back to the States?
That might be arranged. Just one thing.
What is it?
The last person who tried to turn Chase over to me got himself killed back in New Orleans. You better be real careful.
I will. Now look... There's a bar down near the waterfront called the Trade Winds. Know it?
I can find it.
Be there about 10 tonight. Chase will be with me.
Okay.
Two things, Mr. Dollar.
What are they?
Don't let on to him how you found him.
Okay, what else?
Bring the money.
Connie left and I sat there basking in the welcome warmth of a trail that had suddenly heated up again. At 9:45, I went down to the waterfront. I spotted the Trade Winds bar down the street a block or so. I waited. Pretty soon I saw Connie go inside. I started for the entrance. Then Suddenly, I realized I was being followed. Somebody crossed the street in the shadows. I whirled and headed for him fast. It took him by surprise. He ducked down an alley, then into a warehouse on a pier. I eased up to the door. It was dark inside. But I went in. Then, too late, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted somebody beside me in the dark. Something hard hit me over the right ear. Knocked me to my knees. Yeah, I'd finally caught up with Chase. The hard way.
Now here's our star to tell you about the next exciting episode of this story.
Next, a small fishing boat, a deserted island, and a man waiting there for me. A man with a gun. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Michael Ann Barrett, Lawrence Dobkin, Forrest Lewis, Peter Leeds, Barney Phillips, Tony Barrett, and Victor Perrin. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night for another exciting episode of this story on Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back! That's one way to end a week's worth of episodes. Johnny's definitely getting around in this serial. I won't say much more until next Friday when we wrap up. Still, you have to appreciate that we've so far been to four different cities. I love the breadth of the story, and I wish more of the serials had taken advantage of the opportunity the format afforded to tell a really expansive story. There were a few that did so. Broderick Matter springs to mind, but I think there was probably an opportunity to do more of that. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. And I received a note from Alan regarding some thoughts I shared on using AI to recreate lost old-time radio episodes. I am listening to this week's episodes, and I say this as someone who works for an AI company. You are 100% correct. Redoing Johnny Dollar scripts using AI would lessen the series and would not have the same appeal. Thanks once again for all you do. Well, thank you so much, Alan. And I would add that I am definitely not like one of these hardcore anti-AI people. I think that artificial intelligence tools can have their use and can help human beings in various endeavors in the same way that computer graphics and computer animation and all of these sort of wonderful tools that we've gotten over the last few years have helped in so many areas. But there are some areas where I just honestly don't feel AI would work well, and definitely the area of recreating old-time radio scripts is one of them. Well, now it's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to go ahead and thank Luce. Luce has been one of our Patreon supporters since April of 2021. currently supporting the podcast at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Luz, and that will do it for today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. And if you're enjoying it on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. All those great things that help YouTube channels to grow. We'll be back on Tuesday with the continuation of this story, but join us back here tomorrow for Dragnet, where...
Joe, you want to fill him in?
All right. I'll make my first contact tonight. I'll meet in a bar down on South Pico with another one of our undercover men, Benny Arredondo. He'll introduce me as Joe Kiber to one of his informants. The informant is supposed to help get me into the Flats gang.
The same bunch running on the south end of town?
Yeah, small-time peddlers, precarious, a little bit of everything. Go on, Friday.
When I get in the gang, I run with them until I find out where and how they make their buys.
After you get a contact, you make buys all the way up the line and get as close as you can to the top.
Yeah, that's right.
You worked out your contact with us?
He knows that under no conditions will he be seen around the department here.
It's been set up that I have a hotel room lined up down on the east side. Romero here and Captain White will be my only contact with the office. I'll be using the name Joe Kiber.
Sounds all right to me. How about you, Craig?
How about that informant, Friday? Can you count on him?
Arredondo thinks a lot of him. He says he's a good man.
He's the first rung on the ladder. He's got to be solid.
Well, if he's not, we won't have far to fall.
Depends on how you look at it. You can kill yourself in the bathtub.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.